Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hank Skins. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Clarence Mattern. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Pote. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ray Pote. And now, play ball. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mattern. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockman scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mattern. Mize reaches second base with a double. Thompson moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is walked intentionally. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to home. Skeffing drops the ball. Thompson scores. Mize moves to third. Marshall moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mize scores. Marshall moves to third. Gordon moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Lockman moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-0, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Westrum hits a pop-up towards first. Waitko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cross pinch hits for Bob Rush. Jeff Cross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cross strikes out. Two outs. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 0-for-1 in the game. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a pop-up towards third. Pavko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 0-for-1 in the game. Pote strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a pop-up towards first. Waitko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 1 in the game. Mattern takes first base on ball 4. Skeffing moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. 1 out. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Jess Dobernick. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeffing moves to third. Mattern moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Chipman now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Westrum hits a line drive towards the mound. Chipman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Pote covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 0 for 2 in the game. Pote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields the ball and throws to Chipman covering. Safe. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rigney hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mize strikes out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Marshall moves to second. It's 8-0, Giants. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Westrum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mattern who is chasing the ball. Westrum reaches third base with a triple. Marshall scores. Gordon goes all the way around to score. It's 10-0, Giants. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Bob Chipman. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Skins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skins takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Emil Kush now pitching. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rigney strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-0, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Skins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mattern hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.